After years of delay, the Christiana Fashion Center is opening its doors, bringing new-to-market retailers to an open-air lifestyle center that ultimately will blend shopping with dining and entertainment at the complex that is anchored by the Christiana Mall. Delaware Public Media contributor Eileen Delabrita offers an in-depth look at this new retail center, the stores that will populate it, and the expectations for it. And you can find that piece right now at DelawarePublic.org. Eileen joins us right now to share some more about what she learned about the new Christiana Fashion Center. Eileen, thanks so much for joining us on The Green this week.
Thanks, Tom. Always good to be with you.
Well, first off, a lot of buzz now about this Christiana Fashion Center. Only a few months ago, it was really just a very raw construction site. This week, REI becomes the first to open there, a big box store. What happened to ramp this thing up so quickly?
Well, one of the things that really kind of lit a fire under the developers is that that dash to be up and running for holiday shopping. So even though it was a very rough winter, followed by an enormously wet spring, they just put more hands to work and got it going.
Obviously, that holiday shopping season motivation is one we have heard before, and I guess to have those stores open with enough time to kind of get established before the big rush is kind of critical, right?
It certainly is. It's a biggie.
We previously reported on how Christiana has become kind of a regional hub for retail. How does this model of having a cluster of stores in one area benefit the mall?
I think that what they're counting on is people coming and going to multiple places, especially the shoppers who come from out of state. And we already know, because Christiana Mall tracks shoppers very carefully, that about 40% of the people who shop there aren't from Delaware. So they'll make the trip and go to the Apple store, and then perhaps go to the new Container store, and go to a lot of stores where there's no sales tax.
And I also imagine that, as you mentioned in the piece, that this is—it's not just the stores. There's the restaurants. There's now there's the movie theater there, and having some of these unique stores that maybe aren't as commonly found, in the region. That kind of combination is what they're looking for, right?
Yeah, it is. They know by tracking where customers shop that there were a lot of people from the Wilmington-Newark area who were traveling to King of Prussia and to Cherry Hill, New Jersey to shop at REI, to shop at the Container store, to go to Nordstrom Rack, and that that they already had a very strong customer base here.
You mentioned some of those stores, the Container store, Nordstrom Rack, REI. Which of those are expected maybe to be the anchor type of stores, the ones that are likely to be the ones that draw people in and maybe lift the other ones a little bit by their presence?
Oh, I would say definitely the Container store. It has a cult-like following, and I've talked to consumers who can barely contain themselves because the Container store is coming. They have an alpha sale. It's a closet system sale every January that people mark on their calendars, and some people are going through their house closet by closet and go to that sale each and every year.
And this is quite a little boomlet at the Christiana Mall area complex. What can we expect as this rolls out over the next couple of months? What are we going to be seeing in the rollout of these stores?
Well, we are going to see Saks off Fifth Avenue, which will open on October 4th. Ulta is coming on October 23rd. DSW Shoes is coming November 19th. Jared, the Galleria, that's a big jewelry store, is going to open in November, although they don't have a date yet. And we're also seeing another new-to-the-market restaurant that is coming. It's Ted Montana Grill. They serve bison meat as well as traditional beef, and they are coming probably in the spring. Christiana Mall is also adding some nice names to its roster of retailers. They are going to be having Kiehl's. which is a biggie with people who are really into skincare. The Art of Shaving, which is an upscale men's grooming center, and Deja Vu. So it's they're not letting any grass grow under their feet either.
Is there at all any concern about oversaturation? Is there a point of diminishing returns as you add into a complex like this, or does that just not happen?
Well, I think that we are seeing some true buoyancy in retail, and I think that with things coming back, with new employers in the area, such as Insight, which has hired a lot of people making good salaries, I think that for the foreseeable future, it looks really positive. The recession was very long and hard, and it shook a lot of retailers out of the market, but I think things are looking pretty good.
And I guess, as you mentioned earlier, the fact that Delaware has the tax-free shopping, it does draw from beyond the very local region to maybe have a more regional reach. That also kind of makes this type of center a little bit different.
And I think that that is contributing to the mix, because apparel isn't taxed in neighboring states. So if it was only clothing stores, with the exception of handbags, which are taxed, it wouldn't be that exciting. But when you have things like jewelry and containers and restaurants and things like that, that you can automatically save yourself 6 or 7% buying here, I think that's very attractive.
And I guess the other function of this, and you alluded to it, is just the state of retail right now. The national statistics that you were reporting are pretty encouraging. And you said that there are some newcomers coming into the market. So there's also that kind of plays into this mix, I suppose, as well.
Yes, it does. Because if people don't replace things or buy new things unless they're excited. And we haven't seen that many new trends in fashion. But when you see a retailer that you've never seen before, or a place that you had to travel to King of Prussia or Cherry Hill to go to, and they're here, that really gets shoppers' motors going. That's exciting for them.
All right. Eileen Dalabrida, we thank you so much for your time and your piece this week at DelawarePublic.org.
Thanks, Tom.